Tucked behind a chain-link gate in the heart of Maine's blueberry fields, Pembroke Elementary School isn't big enough to hold the nearly 150 students in kindergarten through eighth grade. So about 20 seventh and eighth graders attend class in a white vinyl-sided modular trailer attached to the gymnasium. As the school year ends, Ann Davies from the State Department of Education has been observing how the computers have changed the way these children perform in school.
Students who before may not have looked like they were working very hard or who might not have looked like they were very smart are suddenly able to shine in ways they couldn't even a year ago.
Ms. Davies is gathering data on how the laptops have improved instruction and behavior in Maine's middle schools. That includes counting detention slips. Today in Pembroke, there are three. School officials say this time last year there would have been 10 times that many. The seventh grade absentee list would have been much longer as well. But teachers here say students can't wait to get to school to open their laptops, and they're usually too busy to get in trouble. On one recent afternoon, the 10 seventh graders in Debbie Jamison's classroom are learning to use software to calculate sales tax on items priced on grocery store coupons.
If you can get into AppleWorks spreadsheet, please. Okay, I had asked you guys last week to collect some coupons. Yesterday we categorized those coupons, remember?
They've also been working hard on their final term projects, which they present to a smattering of parents in their classroom on a damp, chilly evening.
I'm Stevie Ray Mahar, and I'm doing my report on the Apollo program.
Stevie Ray Mahar plugs her computer into a projector and gives a confident, lavishly illustrated lecture showing how each Apollo spacecraft evolved from the previous one. Afterward, she says she wouldn't have tackled such a difficult topic without her laptop. Other Pembroke students are using their machines to complete assignments electronically, gather local history, make imaginary trades on the stock market, and put together a traditional publication in an untraditional way. Kaylin Bowden, Mia Mattel, and Amanda Perry open a big ring binder with pages fresh from the laser printer.
This is the yearbook that we made off our laptops.
It's not finished yet.
It's not quite finished yet, but most things are done.
It's work in progress.
Our personal pages we did all by ourselves in color.
Because we're making our own yearbook here instead of sending it away and putting it together.
Before the laptops arrived, Pembroke's standardized test scores were so low that it was labeled a failing school by the Federal Department of Education. But school principal Paula Smith says they are no longer on that dreaded list, thanks partly to the technological revolution. Not only are the kids more excited about learning, they're using their laptops to log on to the Internet to find sample questions to the Maine educational assessment test so that they can better prepare for it. The students will take their laptops to eighth grade next year, and the incoming seventh graders will get new ones. But that's where the state funding stops. Laptops will not be provided in high school. And that, says Ms. Smith, will be a huge step backwards.
Kids in this school, they may not be high-performing in math and reading, but I would stack them against anyone in technology right now. And their math and reading scores are improving. But right now, they have the edge in technology, and they deserve the right to use that and to move ahead in that.
But if the high schools want to jump into Maine's laptop program, they'll have to pay their own way without help from the state. Some students will buy their own. Many others will do without. So the newly narrowed digital divide could get wider again, just as high school freshmen are beginning to think about whether they want to go to college. Another worry, lawmakers could raid the laptop endowment if budget problems persist. The interest from that account is supposed to help fund continuing training for the roughly 4,000 teachers using laptops. That training is not yet complete, and Pembroke teacher Debbie Jamison says some schools lag far behind others in laptop use.
There are some people who are absolutely not receptive to even opening it up weeks at a time, and other people that use it every day.
Ms. Jamison says teachers who are wary about the computer should be given the time to visit other schools where they have quickly become as big a part of daily classroom life as paper and pencils used to be. For Main Street, I'm Charlotte Renner in Pembroke, Maine.